Former Trump Organization CFO Alan Weisselberg sentenced to 5 months in jail. By Hannah Knudsen on April 10, 2024. Former Trump Organization Chief Financial Officer CFO Alan Weisselberg has been sentenced to 5 months in prison after pleading guilty to 2 counts of perjury in connection to former President Donald Trump's New York civil fraud trial. Weisselberg stood for his brief sentencing hearing Wednesday in Manhattan Criminal Court and was ultimately sentenced to 5 months in jail at Rikers Island after admitting to lying on more than one occasion. Once during the May 12, 2023, deposition and again on October 10. According to the Associated Press, Weisselberg, 76, pleaded guilty last month to 2 counts of perjury in connection with the suit. He admitted lying when he testified he had little knowledge of how Trump's Manhattan penthouse came to be valued on his financial statements at nearly 3 times its actual size. Weisselberg did not address the court on Wednesday, stating, "No, Your Honor," when asked if he wanted to address the court. Related, MAGA firefighters boo New York AG Letitia James, who prosecuted Trump. The AP adds that this is not the former Trump Organization CFO's first stint in jail or Rikers Island. Specifically, serving 100 days last year for dodging taxes on $1.7 million in company perks, including a rent-free Manhattan apartment and luxury cars. This month, Trump posted a $175 million bond to prevent New York from seizing his assets as the appeal in his current civil fraud case continues. Related, is it all Biden? Trump says Biden admin behind all court cases against him.